This is Rachel LeBeau from SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'm talking to Jim Mulholland. Jim, please give me an overview of your project. Tell me about the business goal and what the project accomplished.
Sure. Well, one of the issues facing the company when I arrived in 2004 was lack of consistent and readily available, you know, sales and financial numbers. There were several source systems from acquisition from over the years, and these systems, the data wasn't normalized, and they weren't really packaged in an easy-to-use format, you know, Excel format or PDF format. So to solve these issues, we did two things. We consolidated our systems onto one ERP application, and this took the better part of a year to accomplish, but when we completed it, it provided the needed level of standardization and functionality within the company. And then after that, we implemented a data warehouse and associated business intelligence platform to bring the data together in an easy-to-use web application. The data from the source systems is cleansed and normalized into the warehouse on a nightly basis, and it provides all the key production reports that managers and executives in our company use on a daily basis to run the company. The application also provides ad hoc query capability that allows users to go in a more intense and focused area and provide analyses kind of on a as-needed basis.
Sounds great. What sort of applications did you use in this process? Were you able to integrate existing applications? Did you have to add them? And were any of these applications that you added unplanned?
Sure. The existing applications were our ERP application known as SolarSoft IVP, and that runs on an iSeries mid-range server. And we also had a system that is used in the warehouse to measure and cube the inventory coming in, the boxes size and the packaging and things like that, and that's called CubeScan. So we had those existing applications, and we're able to bring that data together and integrate them into new applications, which for us was the Cognos 8BI toolset, which is a business app, intelligence platform that allows you to bring your data together using ETL tools, and it presents to the user in a web interface where they can do analytics and reports and the ad hoc analyses. And then we used Microsoft SQL Server 2005 to house the data warehouse, to build the structures and capture the data nightly from the source systems in an ETL platform.
Were any of those applications unplanned? And if so, how did you research them and decide on what to purchase and implement?
The Cognos API we researched, we actually brought in several vendors to show us which tools, you know, show us how their tools could actually be used in our environment. And we asked them to do a proof of concept. We gave them some of our data, actually. And we asked them to come back and present that data to us in their tool set and show us how it would be used. And Cognos was the clear winner in that bake-off, so to speak. Their data set, their tool set was really very fully functional, and it actually was a well-rounded tool set and gave us all the different pieces we needed. SQL Server 2005 was kind of decided on the onset to be our database of choice, given that we are a Microsoft shop in other areas. It's priced well for companies our size and has, you know, fully functioning available tool sets as well.
Okay, great. Well, now that the project's completed, how have you calculated and demonstrated its ROI to your business?
Well, ROI has been achieved and calculated in several areas. First and foremost, we've definitely improved our customer service levels. We have several metrics that we must meet on a daily and monthly basis in order to remain in good standing with our key customers. And the BI tool allows us to not only gain accurate and consistent insight into these metrics, but provides a window into the future so that we can get early warning signs and avoid potential service failures. You know, one of the problems of the prior systems is that there was no way to integrate all the different points of data into one easily accessible, easy-to-use interface. And, you know, the Cognos BI tool set allowed us to do that. And I mentioned, you know, the mechanism of delivery, you know, using email to deliver, you know, familiar data platforms like Excel spreadsheets and, Adobe PDF files. And, you know, the Excel spreadsheets could then be, of course, enhanced further by the user if they needed with their own data. So it really gave them a platform of usable of data versus the old system where it was more printed reports, hard copy reports.
Mm-hmm.
second area of ROI was achieved in accelerated financial closing times. You know, the Cognos BI platform has really been a benefit to our various finance departments because they have ready access to current, general ledger, accounts payable, accounts receivable, data and metrics. And, and with this data at hand, they actually were able over time, reduce the time it took to close our books on a monthly basis by 50%. So that was a huge reduction in the time it was taking to actually close the books, and was almost an unintended benefit, but it was certainly well received. It wasn't one of the original areas we were looking at improving, but it, in effect, did do that for them. So it was great to have that. And last but not least is, of course, board reports and board reporting. A lot of the reports that are produced out of the tool, the BI application, are used to create board reports and provide to the board as is, and keep them apprised of key business drivers, profitability, customer profitability, product line profitability, things like that are things that the tool can actually produce quite easily and readily.
Great. Can you tell me how you sold this project to management? Was it based on the above factors? Were there others as well?
Yeah, and selling it to management was a key success factor in the project. I mean, that to me was the first thing we had to do was to get senior management on board. And at the time when the project started three or four years ago, I was actually reporting to the chief financial officer, and having him on board was critical, and he understood the benefits of a well implemented BI tool. In his prior company, he did implement one as well, so he knew what these tools could do and what their value was. So and other key constituents in the company, after explaining to them what these tools do and how we can actually improve customer service, came on board. And so, having the financial backing, having key constituent backing was critical in selling it out and made us successful in the end.
Great. Well, what's the next hot technology you see coming along the way that you imagine you'll envision into your data center in the next few years?
Well, there are several. And for us, first and foremost, I think is virtualization, especially using VMware. I think it was the leader in that space. We plan on pushing out a virtualization platform for the next six to eight months, wholeheartedly and converting to that. And that's going to transform the way we can not only present reliable and secure data to our customers, but also disaster recovery and things like that. It really plays into providing a well-rounded platform in that as well. Storage area networks, a SAN. We currently do have an existing SAN, but we're going to be expanding on that and possibly deploying it in a disaster recovery situation. So I think that technology is going to be used even more going forward. More mobile devices. We do have a certain number of our executives with, Windows-based phones that have email and things like that on it. I see more and more of that being deployed out over the next year to 2 years as people being mobile and needing their data, wherever they are. And probably lastly is our warehouse area is more automation in that area driven by RF, radio frequency technologies, scan guns. We have those now, but rolling out to different parts of the warehouse, more in the receiving area and the put-away area, using that to help streamline, automate the task of getting product into the warehouse and then through to the whole shipping area and back out to our customers. So, there's a huge cost benefit there is for making things more streamlined and automated.
Great. Thanks so much, Jim, for answering our questions.
You're welcome.